Tori Weilal Shishi, Oyla Yutes Kislev, 21st of November. Hilchas Shabbos, reading newspapers on Shabbos.
Having a delivery on Shabbos. Shalom of Racha. A topic which I've been asked a number of times concerns having newspapers delivered on Shabbos. What is the halacha regarding having newspapers delivered on Shabbos and also reading newspapers on Shabbos? So in terms of reading newspapers on Shabbos, let's start over there. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel, Shtari Had Yoitzis, Tainu Shitrei Chavis V'Cheshbeinus, V'Igris Shal Shelas Sholom, Oslik Reisom. So you're not allowed to read certain types of documents. And the Ikka over here is documents that are business-related documents, like contracts, bills, receipts, things like this. The Rosh says, the Mishnah Berurah brings, because it's Mimtzei Cheftzecha, it's being involved too much in your normal, mundane, weekday activity. The Rambam says the reason is lest you come to edit it because they're very important documents. Chazal made the gezeira on certain things, lest you come to read Shtari Hedjaitis, lest you come to read these business materials. And there are certain things that are included in that gezeira, and there are certain things that are not included in that gezeira. So what's the halacha when it comes to newspapers? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes in Siman Shin Zayin Sifkoten Samach Gimel. He says Le'inyan Kriyas Zeitungen, concerning reading Zeitungen, which is newspapers, and the Shari Tshuva also speaks about this in Siman Shin Vov V'chein Kriyas Gazeten, the Gazette, different types of newspapers. So B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings there's a machlokes. Even though the Shvus Yaakov is lenient, and he says you can, there are many Achreinim, Yaakov Emden, the Nezi Yisrael, Kalkol HaShabbos, the Shara Tzion brings a whole long list of them. They say it's forbidden, because newspapers have lots of business-related matters inside of them. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that there is a machlokes over here. And the way of Nissen Karelitz learned this machlokes, which is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, is that it seems to be, he says in Menucha Shlema Amad Reish Mem, that it's certainly best not to read them on Shabbos and to try and be involved more in matters of Kedusha. However, those who are Mekel, Yesh Tamal Mi Limchais, that Shekulam. So Nissen Karelitz says that really it's best not to. They're not to stop people that do read that it's okay. And Rav Yoshev says, but certainly better not to. Rav Yoshev says that if you get oinug from reading a newspaper, and this really is based on a Mogen Avraham in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Dalet, that if you have oinug from reading a newspaper, so this is your pleasure on Shabbos, so then there is mokum to say that it's okay to read a newspaper. But certainly if you are reading a newspaper, not a business newspaper, not one, and you know, to try not to look at the adverts that are in this newspaper, because there that really would be Shtari Hejaitis. Mm-hmm. Now concerning having the newspaper delivered on Shabbos, we've got what seems to be a very interesting machlokes. Rav Simcha Burim Cohen, he asked Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Debre Tzina Rav, should Ber Moshe Chelek Vov speaks about it, the Debre Tzina, that they both say that it's completely osa to have a newspaper delivered to you on Shabbos. They say that this is poshet amira la'akum. You're asking a goy to do something specifically for yourself on Shabbos. And, you know, all the things that go into making this newspaper, you've got the printing of the newspaper, you've got the delivering of the newspaper. If you have a minoy, if you have a subscription to this newspaper, then they're making this specially for you. This newspaper has been made specially for you. You're subscribed. They know how many people are subscribed. So it's being made specially for you. It's being delivered specially for you. They want to say that the Ratzina of Moshe Feinstein, it's Osa, game over, nothing to talk about, and that's it. Because this is Amira La'akum. I have seen, though, there are those who are chaylak, in the Arches Shabbos, Rav Galban, Rav Rubin. So they bring in Perak Chav Gimel, Halacha Kuf Yud Aleph, they agree, Lachat Chilo, Ein Min Haroi Lekabel Itayne B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. That certainly it's not a Lachat Chilo thing to have newspapers delivered to our houses on Shabbos. And they say that really, and they bring from the Sefer Chuvas Van Hoggis, Chaylek Aleph, Siman Reish Ayin Tes, they bring that really it's much better if a person does have a subscription, whatever it is, the Daily Hamodea, whatever it is that you have your subscription to, it's better to write a letter to them and say, please do not deliver on the Jewish Sabbath and festivals. And then if they deliver, it's up to them, right? So they say it's certainly better not to have a minui for Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, he brings over here reasons why one can be makel. He says, regarding the printing of it, so it could be that they print a certain number of them, b'li kesher l'mispa hamanuyim, however many people they have subscribed to it, they actually print many, many, probably tens of thousands more, because of people who do not have subscription, maybe millions more, and therefore, as a result of that, it would be, they're not actually printing it on your behalf. In terms of bringing it to the house, so he brings that shemitzad etzem havara se'itain b'mechonis ein lochosh mishum shenasis avorev goyim, that the person who's driving it is driving it because of the majority of the non-Jews who are getting it. Ve'ikach hashash hu bizman nesina se'itain b'teva sadoya shaloi. The main problem is if you are, if the delivery man is machnisim rishus harab nishus hayochit harayu eisim malach avuray. So if a person lives in a place where there is no Erev, where there is no Erev that they are using, so what's happening is that the non-Jew is doing a malacha of haitzah for you on Shabbos. At the end of the day, even if he's bringing it mechutz to tchum, he's bringing it for the Rav Goyim, as the Arches Shabbos says. So really, what's going on is the problem is when he puts it into your door and he does a haitzah from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, that's really the main problem getting a newspaper on Shabbos. He says it could be there's an issue of mekach u'memkar, that you're buying it, you're doing an act of buying it on Shabbos, you've paid for it, so you're subscribed, and they are giving it to you, so maybe that's business on Shabbos. So he says that the eitzah is, mekol mokim yesh ezeh eitzah sheyachavish lei lezakeis b'itzah ad motzei Shabbos, you should have kavon, you're not actually koina the newspaper until motzei Shabbos. So hayetz midvoreinu, what comes out is that there's a machlekas that Mishnah Berurah brings regarding reading it, and Rav Yoshev says if you get oinug, then maybe there's a room to be makel. And there's machlekas in terms of delivering a newspaper. Rav Meisher Feinstein and the Bratzina say mamish osa, that's it, amir la'akum. Whereas in Arches Shabbos over here, he brings that there is room lehokel. Each person should ask their meir hayra, and most importantly, they should have a beautiful Shabbos. It's quite a large Torah. And we have a lot of Torah to get through. We should be zeicha to make sure that we're spending our time learning the Torah Kedesha, and we should get our Einik Shabbos from the Torah Kedesha.